Lisa, I guess really when we take a look at all this, you know, it's obvious that this is needed. Today's consumer, we've got to get this message out there, don't we?
We do have to get the message out to today's consumer, but we have to get it out in a way that's very compelling and on platforms where they want to receive it. And that is, you know, those number of platforms and the ways that consumers want to receive information continue to grow. So we have to be everywhere the consumer is with the information that they want.
When we look at this information, they have a lot of questions about bee production, and that's really one thing that you're all trying to solve, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, the consumer today has questions about everything that they're buying. Very curious, they have access to a ton of information on the Internet, and so beef is no different. And we have a great story to tell. We have great information backed up by science, supported by experts. So it's just a matter of being diligent, making sure we have the right information to the right consumer at the right place.
You mentioned this year at some point you're going to launch a new image campaign. I'll let you explain that.
We are. You know, certainly some of our best spokespeople are farmers and ranchers. But at the same time, where consumers are telling us that they trust them. They want to know who produces their product. They want to know where it comes from. They want to know how they're producing it. And so we're taking all of that information that we're getting from research and putting together an image campaign that we think the producers will like, but more importantly, that will resonate with consumers and want them to find out more information about how their beef is being produced today.
BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. A lot of folks are familiar with that website. It's been around for quite some time, but I understand it's even getting an overhaul.
It's getting a great overhaul. As you know, anyone who has a smartphone knows that this technology is changing exponentially. And so we have to have a platform that is easy to use, easy to navigate, but also has everything on that website that people want to know. Currently, we have 7 or 8 different websites with different kinds of information. We're rolling all of that information. So you can go and find information for recipes, about the cuts, but also about the producers and how they're producing the product today. So it's a one-stop shopping for consumers.
Obviously, this is a national effort, but on a local level, what can individual producers do in your mind?
Well, I think individual producers can be the best advocates for beef and for how we raise beef production. We have a program called Masters of Beef Advocacy. It's a grassroots movement where every beef producer can go out and talk with not consumers not only in their community, but in their state and certainly as they travel, and to know what's on consumers' mind and have those answers available. And all of that is on BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com.
It doesn't slow down, does it?
It does not slow down, but it's still the best protein out there, and it's just great to be back and really fun to promote beef and beef, the work that beef producers do.